Lorenzo been over to your place lately? And you say, why, yes, he
was here yesterday.
Or he to see me yesterday.
He came to see me yesterday.
If they're working on a highway and they've got the one half of it all ripped up, the pavement all torn up, with these steam hammers, and they've broken it up in blocks. And you pass by and you say, well, it looks like the road
all torn up.
And you suppose you just sit, you're sitting on the couch, and then somebody calls from the next room and says, what are you doing? And you say,
not doing anything.
Or you might say, just in one word,
nothing.
And suppose somebody is telling you that you did something that you know you didn't do. So you say, well, I've never done.
I've never done anything like that before.
Or I've never done this. Perhaps another way you might say it.
I didn't do that.
No. So what did you say the first time?
I have never done anything like that for the first time.
Then forever means the same thing as what?
Always.
And suppose a person comes to see you on Monday, and then on Wednesday a friend says, well, how long has so-and-so been here? And you say, he's been here.
He's here Monday.
Well, he's been here.
Since Monday.
And suppose somebody says, well, did he do that accidentally? And you say, well, no,
he didn't aim to.
Well, no, that's the other way around.
Oh,
he did intend to, so you say he
did it on purpose.
How do you say yes in other ways besides using the word yes? How do you, suppose you agree with something, you say, well, I ask you a question and the answer is yes. But instead of saying yes, you might just
say something else. I did.
Well, it's not in your words.
What is it?
It's just a sound that you make that shows. And if, in the same way, if you want to signify that the answer is no.
Never saw it spelled that.
Okay, you go. And then when somebody says, well, when did Jimmy and Johnny fight? And you say, why, they, it didn't happen yesterday. You say, why, they
fought yesterday.
And suppose you're not sure that you can go to Louisville with a friend tomorrow.